Someday, emerging at last from the violent inside, let me sing out jubilation and praise to assenting angels. Let not even one of the clearly struck hammers of my heart fail to sound because of a slack, a doubtful, or a broken string. Let my joyfully streaming face make me more radiant. Let my hidden weeping arise and blossom. How dear you will be to me then, you nights of anguish. Why didn't I kneel more deeply to accept you, inconsolable sisters, and surrendering, lose myself in your loosened hair? How we squander our hours of pain. How we gaze beyond them into the bitter duration to see if they have an end. Though they are really our winter-enduring foliage, our dark evergreen, one season in our inner year, not only a season in time, but our place and settlement, foundation and soil and home. From the 10th Elegy, from Rainer Maria Rilke's Duino Elegies, translated by Stephen Mitchell. Preface. We all face times in our lives when the pain of existence seems too much to bear. For some of us, these experiences happen rarely, and when they do, the pain is relatively mild. But for others of us, excruciating pain can weigh us down and make the slightest comfort difficult to achieve. Deeper and deeper we fall into the well of our own tears, into a darkness that seems to have no bottom. We wonder where all this suffering comes from, and we wonder whether it will ever end. If you, or someone you love, are living through one of those times, feeling that to take another breath, even to live another day, seems hard to contemplate, then I'm glad you are listening to this book. You may find here some pieces of the puzzle you have not yet explored. A mystery, perhaps a miracle. This doesn't mean that you won't have to make any effort. It doesn't mean that you won't have to do work on your own behalf. Miracles are not a quick fix or an easy answer, but they activate a spiritual power divinely authorized to help you. God is here, even here in the midst of your suffering. And as you reach out to him, he will reach back. Consider the possibility now that anything could happen. I'm not asking you to believe this, but only to consider that it might be true. Simply thinking this thought, that miracles are possible, does more to pave the way for your healing than you can imagine. It opens the door to a realm of infinite possibilities, regardless of what you have been through or what you are going through now. The pain you are going through is not what will determine your future. Your future will be determined by who you are as you go through this pain. This is not to question the depth of your suffering. Within the mortal world, it is certainly real. But the reality in which you are ensnared is not itself what it appears to be, nor are you yourself quite the being you feel you are now. We can expand the definition of who you are, as well as what the world is, and your life will begin to change. Your human self might be in hell right now, but your divine self is literally untouched by your suffering, and your divine self is who you are. Your subconscious mind is aware of your larger reality and will assume the role of showing it to you when you are ready for it to do so. This process will be one of the great journeys of your life, as you will see things you haven't seen and know things you haven't known. Your tears, your hopelessness, your fear, your anger, your guilt, your resentment, your remorse, your terror. None of these will be papered over or denied. You will not dissolve them by keeping them in the dark, but by exposing them to the light. And as you do, you will see beyond them such magnificence, in yourself and in the world, that you will actually bless the journey of your suffering. For it led you to yourself and to the meaning of your life. Spiritual healing doesn't lie in denying your pain, but in feeling it fully and surrendering it to God. And then the miracles begin.